Reversing an action taken by the city's police chief, the Eureka City Council approved a car dealer permit for a man who was convicted of violent felonies, but said he's now sober and determined to be a benefit to the community and his young son. Eureka requires all cardroom employees, not just dealers, to be licensed by the police chief. The chief can deny a permit for numerous reasons, including felony convictions. That's where Sean Paddleford's car dealer permit application ran into problems. In July of 2024, he pleaded guilty to two felony charges, one for domestic violence and the other for assault. Now into the first year of a three-year probation period after jail incarceration, Paddleford wants to use his experience as a blackjack and poker dealer to gain work and appeared before counsel at its September 16th meeting to argue his appeal of the permit denial. He said he went through 6 months of residential substance abuse treatment at the North Coast Substance Abuse Council's Crossroads program, followed by the New Life Discovery Project's recovery program. Admitting to his past mistakes, Paddleford said he's trying to build a better life.
And that's where I'm at today. I think I got satisfactory grades in school. I'm doing 12 units, and I'm still unemployed. And when I left New Life, I had put in a lot of work, but I was still unemployed. But Mr. Dale Ward was able to let me come to his sober living with the hopes of telling me, don't worry about it and keep on doing the best you can do. I truly believe that I'm doing the best that I can do with my life right now. And I made a change in me, a change the way that I see life. I definitely have stopped blaming people, places, and things. And I take the accountability for my life these days. And maybe to some people, it comes easy to do that, but I don't think I really have taken accountability for my actions my whole life. And at 43, I'm finally starting to see some kind of light.
Paddleford said finding work is a struggle, and even Domino's Pizza denied him due to his record, which he described as devastating. He said the owner of Eureka's North Coast Casino is willing to give him a chance and is prepared to hire him immediately. Council members praised Paddleford for openly sharing his story, but wanted more details. Responding to questions, he said he was drunk when he committed domestic violence against the mother of his 2-year-old son. He was also under the influence when he assaulted a convenience store clerk during a chase, he continued. Paddleford said he definitely can be in an environment of alcohol and gambling without relapsing. He said he'd been denied a car dealer permit twice before, and Councilmember Renee Contreras-Deloach supported the police chief's action.
I'm sorry that you have this process that, you know, is ahead of you, but it's been barely over a year. So my recommendation would be that we trust law enforcement's recommendation that they've given multiple times in this area and hold off on granting this at this time.
Deloach made a motion to that effect. But although the city's police chief denied the permit, Councilmember Mario Fernandez noted the rules allow wiggle room in saying the chief may deny the permit instead of shall deny it based on felonies. He related his own past experience.
I can pontificate on my own history. I've been on 3-year probation before, felony stop and search for a misdemeanor. So I know what it's like to have to wait that out and in that time try and find work and try and do everything right. The fact that you're going through this process where you do have a felony, there's a lot that you're not going to have by right of having that on your record. And so to take one more of these pieces away where you're trying to find employment, and granted that it sounds like there was the potential there for labor, but we're not all built for that. And we might all try to persevere through that. But it comes to a point where it's like, I can't do this anymore. So then where would you be at the end of that?
A majority of council members were willing to allow the permit, and Councilmember Leslie Castellano made a substitute motion to do so with the condition that the city be notified if Paddleford violates any terms of his probation. The motion to affirm Paddleford's appeal and give him the permit was approved in a 4-1 vote, with Deloach dissenting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.